And here we are again with another podcast. Yay!
Yeah.
Now, before we get started, I want to say that this week, during the podcast, I'm going to be Mr. Positive.
All right.
I'm going to find something nice to say about everything we talk about. Whatever wow. those things are.
Turning over a new leaf. This is a big leaf. It's like turning over a banana leaf.
It's a big leaf. But I don't plan on making this a habit. I just want to, it's an experiment of sorts.
Energy.
Wow. All right. All right. I'll look forward to it.
The first thing I would like to talk about.
How about a hi? How are you?
I am well. How are you, Snarf?
Oh, that's right. Hi, Fuzzy Dave.
It's good.
I'm Quarter Mexican.
Hi. I'm Snarf Jizzle. I have my assorted snacks.
You do have snacky treats.
So this will be a fun game for you listening at home and in the car and in stereo.
Trying to guess what he's eating.
Yeah. Guess what I'm eating. I'll go content. I'm eating Japanese edamame. It's good.
What?
Edamame.
It sounds like you're doing oral on your mom.
On Eddie's mame. But, yeah, soybeans, which is good, except I hear that soy, if you eat too much of it, gives you ED, which I'm not excited about, but it tastes good. And brain damage.
Right, which is the same thing.
Anybody want any of these?
No.
Do I want ED? No.
I've got my Diet Cokes. I need caffeine.
Uh-huh.
And have you guys seen that new product, the super caffeinated Diet Coke?
No. You
seen the commercial for that?
No, I haven't.
You drink a lot of soda. How come
I love Coca-Cola Classic, but I have not.
Wait, you bought a 12-pack of Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I know. Yesterday. Well, I like Mountain Dew too, and I was just in a Mountain Dew phase, so I said I'm going to get me a 12-pack of Mountain Dew.
Did you drink the entire thing?
No, I've only had like two or three so far.
I'm proud.
Thank you.
Proud of you. No, but I've seen that product. That would you be interested in a product that's absolutely loaded with caffeine?
Yes.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Don't they make Jolt?
I've seen
anymore?
It. It's crazy.
You know, I have seen Jolt gum, which has caffeine in the gum.
Yeah, I actually used to eat a gum in Japan that was caffeine gum too. It's
supposed to be like the equivalent of a half a cup of coffee or something like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm actually looking forward to trying that Diet Coke Insomnia. It's called.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
But anyways, hi everybody. Go ahead.
Hello everybody. First order of business. Mm-hmm. And is the name of the podcast.
Yes,
very important.
We have been doing this podcast for, about a month now?
Yes.
And we still have not come up with a name. So I suggest, and I think we are all in agreement here, that we hold a contest.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to leave it up to our listeners to come up with a name for the podcast, and there will be prizes. There will be prizes awarded from my desk, and anyone who's seen my desk knows that I have a plethora of playful items that will just give you
He's got all of it. I think toys for all kinds.
One of the items I do plan on giving away is, if anyone's a fan of A Christmas Story, I have a leg lamp nightlight. It's about 5-6 inches tall.
Yes, he does. It's wonderful.
And it's mint in box for anyone.
I have
for the winner.
I've stared at it and fantasized a whole bunch of times. You can fantasize too.
And we'll just make a goodie bag.
Sweet.
Of just nifty swag.
Whoever christens the podcast.
Yep.
Right, whoever christens the podcast. I do have some ideas though.
As
for
do
a
I.
name.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is not necessarily something that someone has to agree with.
Right. Think outside the box.
I have three.
Okay.
Sultans of Stuff.
Hmm.
All right.
Cookie party.
What party?
Cookie party.
Cookie party.
Yes.
Is that like the snack or like an old diner waitress?
No, like the snack, because everyone likes cookie and everyone likes party. So cookie party.
How can you go wrong?
Right.
Wow.
Who would not want to listen to a podcast called Cookie Party?
Guess so. Cookie party works. All right.
It does. I mean, maybe. I wanted to get away from trying to have some kind of weird fanboy, let's have a title that pigeonholes us to a certain genre of conversation and all that, because I want us to be able to talk about anything.
If we say the podcast took off, well, it is, but you know, If we were called Cookie Party, I picture very kind viewers sending us cookies to eat.
I would hope so. And finally, my final suggestion is Legion of Pants.
You know, as I was thinking Legion of something last night.
You said Legion of what?
Pants.
Legion of Pants?
Yes.
As in, we all wear pants, so this
we
is
are
a,
Legion.
And we, yeah.
Although my favorite still is Cookie Party.
Well,
or Pudding Parade.
How about Pudding Parade? Yeah. I think they have that every year in Key West.
I have it every month in my bathtub.
Oh, my God.
I do. I'm in the bath, big old bubble bath with, you know, Lush products. And I have my cigarettes and a big bowl of chocolate pudding resting on my belly. And I just sit in the bubble bath eating pudding and smoking.
That is the scariest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay, so we got to ask, is it $240 worth of pudding?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do the directions say? It says you cook and then you chill.
No, I have scars on my body from wrestling in pudding, from a pudding
That's
wrestling
right,
mishap.
You do.
Yeah. This is a fact that I'll go ahead and throw this out there. I had a going away party before I moved to Tokyo. We thought it would be a good idea to wrestle in some substance because we have wrestled before kiddie pools.
All that it could
One of my favorite items to wrestle in was oatmeal because the next day my skin never felt so soft. It was amazing. It was amazing. You have no idea. I recommend any oatmeal treatment to anyone because I've never been that soft.
Are you sure it was the oatmeal and not the wrestling?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was definitely the oatmeal, and we wrestled in oatmeal and syrup and butter.
Brown sugar?
Yes.
How come you taste so good?
It was amazing. But we decided to wrestle in. We also wrestled in instant mash potatoes.
Well,
with
we're
butter.
Were the dry
and
flakes,
and
or
I don't
did you actually make the instant
They were
mash?
The dry. They were the flakes. That doesn't come out as much. I mean, that's not as good. That's not as good of a substance to
I
wrestle
imagine
with.
You'd be digging flakes out of your orify.
Well,
right?
I think
also imagine the oatmeal, which is also a flaky thing. But anyways, pudding.
So you didn't actually cook the oatmeal either.
No, we did cook the oatmeal. Yes, we had to heat it up on the
like
stove.
A huge vat. Of
No. We had
do
to
you
get.
Do you own a cauldron?
Yeah.
No. Just like I mean, it does take many trips, and it takes a certain amount of time, you know, and patience, you know. Like by the time we were wrestling in it, it was barely warm.
So how did
it was
you
like
get scarred? I think is basically what.
Okay.
When
we were pouring, we went to Sam's Club and bought over 200 pounds of pudding, and poured it all into this kiddie pool. And when somebody was, you know, cutting open these giant cans, somebody let one of the razor sharp can lids fall into the pudding. So we're wrestling and somebody yells, "Someone's bleeding!" And suddenly there were hospital trips and I was getting wrapped. We were at this guy's house who has horses and he was wrapping me in like horse wrap. So I was wrapped up in
so
like...
So you're going to the hospital covered head to toe in pudding.
And
right.
And bleeding from your leg. And that's awesome.
No. It's even worse than that because I had some blood on my clothing was all dirty. So I had to wear, I was at this guy's house. He gives me tight black jean shorts, which are way above my knee.
Cutoffs.
Wait, he gives me a gray shirt with the neck all stretched. So it was like, you could see my like shoulder. What are these called?
Collarbone.
You can see my collarbones and the shirt said rock on. So I showed up just in true redneck-looking fashion, covered in blood, gaped open with horse horse wrap.
What I find interesting about this is that you're not worried about telling a doctor that you got cut wrestling in pudding, but you are worried about your attire.
Yeah. That's the important.
Yes.
That's the embarrassing thing.
He doesn't care that
the
he's
fact
bleeding
that you have a rock
profusely
on
from the femoral artery.
T-shirt. Not that you cut yourself.
And.
But wait a minute. I'm supposed to be Mr. Positive.
Yes.
Yeah. So hello. You're hurting my feelings.
I take everything I've just said back. And
no,
I
you
like,
can't.
And I would like
you
to
can't.
Say that.
Can you start the positivity now then?
Sure.
Okay.
I admire you for your athleticism.
Thanks, man. You've never said anything nice to me like that before.
You're an athletic man.
I feel funny.
I think the experiment is working.
And also the girl that I was wrestling with, who also got all kinds of sliced up,
I am sure is very beautiful and intelligent.
Mm-hmm. She's a listener. She downloads this podcast, so she's going to enjoy this story.
Now, were there photos taken of this? I mean, this was clearly a big party. You would think there would be some pictures.
There are many photos, but not... there are photos. Maybe...
Of you and
once we get once we get a name, and once we get a site up with this name, and we're going to get our Justin Longitudo meter, mm-hmm. we're going to get... Because, of course, Justin Long is the pinnacle of this podcast existence.
All right, the Acme.
Yes, and...
Again, for those who are first-time listeners, once Justin Long appears on our program as a guest, we end the podcast. We no longer broadcast ever. So if you want us to stop broadcasting, call Justin and have him get in touch with us.
Yes. Spread the word.
Right.
So the longitudometer and all that, and we'll get the website. Maybe I can actually put some photos up of this mishap.
Of your bleeding leg.
Yep.
And you're putting
yes.
scar.
Me and shout out to Liz. Yes.
Hello, Liz. And Cookie Party, I think, is a good one. Anyway, you said you had quarterbacks.
I just think the longitude or perhaps wherever we are in the longitude, you know, longitude 450 or whatever, you know, something along those lines is a possibility.
Well, if we're gonna
our existence is defined by Justin Long, it seems to me like only apropos that we have Long in there somewhere.
And my whole point is that we don't.
I see.
That we have just a blanket name that sort of, I mean, what does Yahoo mean? You don't think Yahoo, it's a search engine or a place where you can find news. No, it's just Yahoo. It can be anything. So I think it's an
Australian actor.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yahoo Serious. Yeah. And whatever happened to him?
So that's why something like Cookie Party. Or
I see.
Awesome. Okay, so.
Well, it's up to the listeners.
All right,
listeners.
I
still like
We need a name.
You.
Thank you for the positive reinforcement.
I am Mr. Positive.
All right, topic.
Okay.
Okay, they both look to me, so I guess it's up to me. I have a new segment that I think I would like to call.
You have a segment?
Well, I'm going to call this.
Topic, you
no,
have segment.
Because this is going to clearly go beyond this week. I have a bad feeling about this.
So, okay.
How interesting that this week I am Mr. Positivity, and he, in his prescience, now becomes Mr. Negativity by coming up with a segment about having a bad feeling. How am I supposed to do this game?
We have a bad feeling about your positivity.
You got to, you know, don't cross the streams. We got to keep everything polarities reversed and the whole thing.
Right.
So a couple rumors that have been floating around the intranets, and one is that perhaps Matthew McConaughey might be stepping into Captain America's shield and tights.
Yes.
And so I say I have a bad feeling about this. I don't even know where to begin to think of that. I mean,
they're going to replace like the American flag shield with a big pot leaf on the shield.
He'll be naked playing bongos. I mean, I just don't know.
Matthew McConaughey has nice abs.
You know, I like it. I like the new Dave.
He's got the right body to be Captain America, I think. He definitely has Captain America's bod.
Hmm.
You think so?
This is where...
But
why do you always go there, man?
Where? Where? Where do I go? He's got the body style.
All right.
But he has that accent. He sounds... That drawl. Does our Captain America
Steve
have a
Rogers
drawl?
Does not have a stoner drawl, no. A southern stoner drawl.
I just
drawl.
Try to do my best. You know, that's my Matthew McConaughey. Okay.
So, but Captain, are you disappointed? Because I know you wanted a black Captain America.
Kinda,
you guys talked about having a black
do.
Captain America.
Yeah. Apart from just the fact that it's Matthew McConaughey, and it doesn't strike me as Captain America-ish at all.
Well,
yeah, I would like to see a black Captain
you
America.
Know, all right,
African-American American.
Maybe Captain America needs a little shakeup. Maybe Captain America needs to be a little more devilishly freewheeling ladies' man like Matthew McConaughey. Because
I
was reading the backstory. I was reading Captain America's backstory on Wiki. And it's not terribly interesting. Mm-hmm. He's just like I said, he was way famous way back when they needed him to basically, they needed him as propaganda against the Nazis.
Oh,
like that, like I read that the issue where on the cover he's punching Hitler in the face, which I think might be the first one, sold over 1 million copies. So back then he was kind of relevant propaganda,
relevant.
You know, character.
What I like most now. About Captain America is on his uniform, by his ears, he has these little bitty eagle wings, little white wings.
They're for balance and stabilization.
I think so. When he's wisps. Throwing that yeah. shield of his.
So,
I'm being, again, Mr. Positive.
And then they said that his his popularity just kind of... I've had a mummy in my throat.
All right.
His popularity kind of waned, you know. And then they just kind of threw him in as like an afterthought, I thought, to the Avengers. Oh, we'll throw Captain America in there.
Well, he's supposed to be boring because he's the leader. I mean, look at Cyclops. Probably the most one of the most boring X-Men. But he has really nice glasses.
I'm loving it.
I want a pair of those.
So
okay,
what other
see,
bad feelings
this is
do
my,
you have?
My, also, I have a bad feeling. The rapper Common has now been cast in Terminator 4. So
as what?
I guess.
The rapper Common.
Yeah, he's going to have to be the plucky sidekick to John Connor. I mean...
Oh,
it's already a PG-13 film, and this is supposed to be the big war,
well,
future
it's
war
already, well, it's
movie.
Directed by McGee still, right?
Yeah. And so
oh boy.
We got McGee and Common and PG-13. The only redeemable thing is the fact that it's got Christian Bale in it, but I don't know if he can pull out, you know.
Watch this movie be so horrible that it's the best thing you've ever seen.
But it's, no, see, there. It's not supposed to be bad, it's good. It's supposed to be just good.
It's going
to
have... Terminator busting into a dance club, and it's going to just have all these splice shots of him doing splits and things.
I like the Terminator.
Come with me if you want to groove.
Because he's he's shiny.
Alrighty. Yes. And...
Come with me if you want to groove.
Come with me if you want to groove.
That's
great.
That's funny.
I like it.
You're a funny individual, Snarf Rachel.
Thanks. Yeah. You...
The
are wonderful too.
I guess that's more or less the end of the segment, if you call it.
Well,
but
there's one more that you could have a bad feeling about.
Okay, what's that?
Ryan Reynolds, Mr. Van Wilder himself,
will be soon Mr. Johansson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson, who could have any penis in the world, has chosen Ryan Reynolds's.
He's cool. What's wrong with Ryan Reynolds?
He's
not
got a
saying
hot
there's
pod.
Anything.
Yeah, he's
wrong
he's
with
probably
Ryan.
Funny and cool, and
he was engaged for 3 years to Alanis Morissette.
That's
and
the
kind of
only.
Up,
and
I would think.
That's the only creepy part about him. Okay, but I think that was like before Ryan Reynolds took off. Though he was still, you know, kind of a, he was still not big time. And who and maybe Alanis rocks that body. Apparently, she'll go down on you in a theater. You know, maybe that's somebody you shouldn't pass up. You know what I mean? Like, it was she probably gave gave him the goods nightly.
Right. Well, he ought to know that he shouldn't, like, leave her.
Okay.
But, again, he's leaving her for Scarlett Johansson.
So is that the
she
positive
has,
thing you're going to say
she
about
has
Ryan Reynolds?
One hand in his pocket.
Do I have to say something
you know?
Positive about Ryan Reynolds?
I'm asking,
Reynolds?
Yeah.
Under
the rules?
He I enjoy the alliteration of his name.
Great. All right. All right.
And that he chose wisely.
Yes, that he did.
Yeah, that's sad about Scarlett. But
yeah.
I think Scarlett's hot, but I don't know what she'd be like to hang out with. Maybe she's kind of, who knows, maybe she's lame.
She probably is. Most Hollywood people, I think, are.
I think she is a wonderful human being.
Yeah. So speaking of,
I'm really hating being Mr. Positive.
I like
right
it. First,
now,
I'm enjoying
it.
The. I'm
stay on it.
It hurts, man. It okay. really, really hurts. I've got a cramp.
So, speaking of memories, Irv Robbins of
Ooh?
Irv Robbins of Baskin and Robbins
oh,
died,
yeah,
and
yeah.
since we've been having an ongoing thing about our fast food and junk food heroes
yeah.
passing on, he
yeah.
has died at the age of 90. So
wow.
Baskin or Robbins?
Robbins.
Robbins.
Irv Robbins.
Robbins.
Is Baskin still alive? Do
I think
know?
Baskin is still alive.
Wow.
I cannot say for sure, but yeah. So the 31 flavors is That's
well, now there's only like half of them. Now it's
like 15 and a half
flavors.
Damn.
Man. You know, and I really hope that one of them wasn't mint chocolate chip, because that's my favorite. And if that's gone from Baskin-Robbins, I'm gone from Baskin-Robbins.
I enjoy their chocolate malts. No, seriously, I go to Baskin-Robbins at least twice a month.
Wow.
And I get their chocolate malt because it is the best chocolate malt ever.
Like the old-time milkshake?
Yeah, but it's malt.
Yeah, like the old-time. Nobody goes and gets malts anymore. That's like one of those sock hop drinks.
Yes, I am so old that the slow dance at my prom was a Gregorian chant.
You know what I mean? A malt is like a sock hop drink. Seriously.
You're really lucky that Mr. Positivity this week.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Open mouth, insert
foot. Let's go for a malt. No, let's go out for a malt. The girl with roller skates will bring it up to the car. Let's go watch the newest science fiction movie.
He is really taking advantage
of
this.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I also have some sad news for those of us
who are just a topic machine.
Does anyone else?
There's
I don't want to.
Keep going.
What do you got? What anyone else got?
I'll do some.
I don't want to take.
Here we go. One of mine actually was McConaughey, but
okay,
yeah, thanks
I beat
a lot.
To it.
Boy, Mr.
Actually,
Negativity this week, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Does anybody, is it too early to talk about the after the credit scene in Iron Man?
I haven't seen it, but I'm not that interested in it, so you guys can, yeah,
we can,
go ahead.
We can tell you about the after the credit scene
in
Iron Man, yeah?
Sure.
Spoiler alert.
Possible spoiler, but really you should see it already.
For the two people who have not seen Iron Man yet.
For the two people who haven't seen it. By the way, I think we're all in agreement, great film.
Iron Man was amazing.
Okay.
It was absolutely, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Cool.
And, by the way, in Iron Man, if he ends up marrying Pepper Potts, does she become the Iron Maiden?
Didn't. That dead silence you heard.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That pause was for our audience to imagine the crickets.
Okay.
I did picture, though, the... whatever the girl's name from Metropolis was, the robot. Yeah, that went every time I hear Iron Maiden, that's what I see. I don't see the band. I see...
Right.
Anyway, go
ahead. I see the torture device. The one where they put you in the...
Right.
That, like, human-shaped coffin thing with the spikes.
Right.
Yeah.
Ew.
The namesake of the band. Right.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway, you were talking about Iron Man and...
The after the credit scene. So... this actually is going to blow your mind. You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Because you love this man. You love this man.
Sam Jackson,
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You already knew that?
Well, I'm just guessing, because he was rumored to be involved in some Avengers thing or something like
that.
He is.
The end of the movie, what happens, you know?
Yes. Tony Stark returns to his home looking for Pepper or whoever. And seated in one of the chairs is Sam Jackson, who is Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he comes up and asks Tony Stark if he's heard of the Avengers Initiative. And that's where it leaves you.
He doesn't reply, yes or no. He just says, have you heard it?
And then
it goes...
Dip.
And, they've got, supposedly we've got Downey Jr. as Nick Stark showing up in Hulk. I think they're gearing up for some big-ass Avengers movie with all of them. What do you think?
Well, they've laid out their plans for, the next decade. And somewhere in there, I'm sure
there's a Thor movie coming out as well.
Yes. He's one of the Avengers as well, right?
Yeah.
Thor.
Which I think we discussed. It's not quite in the same... It seems strange that you've got
Thor
like
doesn't
sort
make
of
sense.
Supernatural god.
Thor doesn't make sense
like
with all these superheroes.
Suit,
Because the rest of them, I said, they got their power. They're either really smart people... with gadgets, or they got powers by some accident or some alien thing, and then we've got Thor is a god.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he just be the supreme one?
Yeah.
I mean, except Aquaman.
Oh, of course.
He's supreme, but shouldn't he be like one of the? He should be like the top dog.
Aquaman is a good swimmer.
I don't know if that's positive or if you're poking fun.
I am Mr. Positive.
Anyway.
I say something nice about everything today.
Yeah, like, shouldn't Thor just be, like, the top dog? The big honcho?
Is it sort of like a Samson with his hair, or, you know, Green Lantern with his ring?
What's
like
his Achilles
the hammer,
heel?
Yeah. You know, does the hammer, without the hammer, is he...
He's still a god.
He's still a god. He can still kick ass. Yeah. Okay.
Without his hammer?
Yeah.
No, actually, without his hammer, he just becomes like a big babe and starts crying. And then he needs to get it back.
Thor has long, flowing golden locks.
He does. He's kind of a McDreamy. He's I can see him played by like
the Grey's Anatomy
Fabio.
Wow.
I can see him being played by, you know, Fabio, something like that. Like I'm surprised.
Fabio, yeah.
Is Dolph Lundgren still alive?
Yeah,
Dolph could play
because he and Jean-Claude Van Damme are supposedly gonna hook up for like a new Universal Soldier movie or something like that. I heard
there's a new Universal Soldier movie with both of them.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna go see that.
No one is going to see it.
No one's
the
gonna see it because
Brussels.
Nobody cares about
versus
Van
Drago.
Damme anymore.
Ivan Drago.
Alrighty.
No, they're not gonna make that. And if they do, Van Damme them.
It's nice that you're tickled.
I'm sorry.
It's nice that you're tickled by your own.
Ah.
Oh God.
Anyway, so. Are you excited about the Nick Fury, the whole tie-in with the Avengers and stuff?
Sure, why not?
You're not excited at all.
No, I'm not. Not
really. Why not?
It doesn't do anything for me.
If
I'm sorry.
If it doesn't take place in space, you hate it.
No, that is not true at all. That is
I
not
think
true.
So.
If
it like tied in like...
It has nothing to do... It's just...
If it tied into something in space, you'd be all about it.
No, it wouldn't necessarily. There's lots of space things that I don't like. It has the setting doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just the overall not mythos, but just the I don't know, guys in metal suits just eh.
It's awesome. Why
I'm
don't
sure
you
it
see
is.
It?
I'm sure it is.
You keep talking and you haven't seen it.
And only because it's getting a reaction out of you that I refuse to see it.
I knew it.
I imagine that Scarlett Johansson's vagina is a magical place. That if you were to go into her panties, there would be like this little, like a leprechaun, spinning golden hairs of gold there and waiting for you to approach so he could ask you three questions. And then once you entered, you would find that her uterus is guarded by a minotaur with a flaming sword.
And that's
and
why
it's just insurpassable. I mean, there's.
Well, I think that you have to be the chosen one.
Oh, okay.
In order to be able to, for your seed to find purchase.
And apparently, Ryan Reynolds wields the sword of ultimate power.
He defeated the Minotaur.
Anyway. And okay. People have been telling me that our show is a little male-centric. Thanks.
Well, we are three males, although I'd say two and a half, because you seem to have a thing for the male form.
I just...
You like big, beautiful black men.
Okay. As my hero, not as my...
And he really
not
likes...
Not as my
he likes
sweaty
Matthew
love partner.
Body.
Not for me to oil up with cocoa butter. Like just no, yeah. As my hero, I like him strong. I'm sorry.
All right.
Not from a thrusting
speaking
standpoint.
Speaking of,
but okay.
Oh, you got more?
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Let's move along.
Hey, Indiana Jones is going to be awful. Okay. But
given. Wait! I have to be Mr. Positive
yes.
about it.
So
it,
you know.
It,
if they're, you know, so...
I can't...
say they make another one. Like, okay, so we're doing the, like, 50 serial type movies now with aliens and whatnot.
And Cold War scare. And
right, and
thing.
Cold War stuff. But where's the, like, do you think they'll be done with, like, religious aspects? Or do you think they'll bring the religious aspects back? In some way, like, but the thing is like they've already done what they've done, like Hindu stuff. They've done Christianity. Like maybe he'll look for like L. Ron Hubbard's bones or something.
Oh,
do Scientology next.
I do think that the I mean the two the first and the third were, to me, the ones where they hit the mark for me, which were the ones that were all about the
Judaic. Is it because they're searching for like Christian artifacts? Is there a thing that...
I don't know if the two are related or not, but it just... It seemed... I don't know. But the Indian one didn't really do it for us, and I don't think this one will either. And because Lucas... Yeah. I can.
I mean,
this
Lucas
is the positive
lives.
Thing that we can say about Lucas is he's alive.
He is alive. He
even though
he has a good beard, a nice beard. I, on the other hand, am kind of disappointed in my beard.
Hmm.
I mean, it's I always wanted one of those, and I think we were talking about this earlier. One of those big fuck off beards like they had in the Bible. I wanted just a big biblical beard.
Mm-hmm. You know, Nebuchadnezzar.
You know, I mean, when you looked at my beard, you could say, holy cow, this guy could part the Red Sea.
I say you and part the beard on two sides with two little, like barrettes, pink ones, with the rabbit
but
ones.
Right now,
you know what I mean?
Part your hair with this beard. I mean, it's just, what I have is like this sort of righteous bush of neck pubes happening. And I'm very disappointed. I want like a big fuck off beard.
What exactly is a fuck off beard? Like, you know, what like beard says f
really,
off, dude?
Really, I mean, you saw the Ten Commandments with Chuck Heston.
Yeah,
that was a righteous ass fuck off beard. It was huge.
Well, why
ZZ Top?
Wait, how long have you been growing that animal?
God, 6 months, 9 months.
Oh, that's it. Oh, patience, son. You just have just stick with it.
Yeah,
that's 6 months of beard.
Yeah.
Wow. Beard, yeah.
You know,
I say keep on growing it, and I say like one day I would love to see the like Viking braids.
Yeah, I'm a big fan
the
of
Beowulf
beards.
Braids.
Kelly Preston, you know, Katie Holmes.
Beards?
Yeah.
Ew. Anyway.
Alyssa Milano. She's supposed to be hairy.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do our game. It's game time.
Oh, is it good movie, bad movie time?
And we've got a new section now.
We have a new section.
We have a new section of our game.
You guys have been like
conspiring. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what we'll do is when we get to a point.
I just thought you were really thirsty.
For those
got
of
like
you,
about six three, cups yeah. over on the credenza.
For those of you who, so this is our good movie bad movie segment that we usually do, but now we have to figure out if it's a good movie, it gets greenlit, and then we pick a director and actors.
So that's what I've got.
So
the directors
if we say green
light,
we get a director and actors and actresses.
It goes to the next level.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
And,
of course,
and then at the time when we get the website up, you know, then I guess we can have the people vote on
right,
or
we can have
whatever.
People talk,
you know,
about it.
Yay or nay.
About the plot. Anyways, so yeah, of course we've got slips in tins and cups. Here we go. And
where's the third one?
I'm going to go ahead and...
oh, okay. I see you got...
I just combined them together.
Okay.
Here we go. So,
what you got?
Here you go.
Noun.
Do you want to be the verb guy again?
I'm always the verb guy.
He's always the verb guy.
Look, they're all typed up and printed.
Wow.
Yeah.
He took a cue after the quarter Mexican.
He didn't just write them down and scrawl them on a little...
Okay, go ahead.
Here's our first one.
Typeset.
A retired gigolo named Buns Thompson.
Could you say that again?
A retired gigolo named Buns Thompson...
is part of a court defense team with a
super intelligent goat.
Bad movie.
Oh, that was too bad too, because.
And you know what? I should be Mr. Positive. So.
A retired gigolo named Buns Thompson is very funny.
That is great.
That was good by itself. If like Buns Thompson was just like some kind of lawyer, like a retired gigolo lawyer, that might actually work.
I could
you
see
had to
that.
Throw the goat in
but
there.
Apparently he's
someone get Adam
he's,
Sandler.
He's crazy and he gets
line.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I have Adam Sandler in my list or not. I probably do. Interesting.
I don't know which one is it.
All right, I got the last hippo rider of Marnos.
Marnos?
Of Marnos.
The last hippo rider of Marnos is trapped in Havana with a
self-aware graphing calculator.
It's not doing it for me.
No, I'm sorry. The last hip,
self-aware.
Self-aware graphing calculator. Yeah.
Okay, right, last here, one.
We gotta try until we get one right.
Do we?
I thought we did.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Interesting. A painter of flawed genitals.
Who wrote these?
This will be Snarf's
area
of expertise.
What was that again?
A painter of flawed genitals.
Must guide a dog sled team with a...
a talking flea family.
That actually
that
works.
Makes sense.
I think that's as good as we're gonna get.
The talking flea family is on
the
dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's perfect.
Ding,
so
ding, ding,
a
ding.
Painter of flawed genitals has to run a bobsled team with the talking flea family.
The tush musher.
Okay. Now.
Okay. Come green on, light. Green lit.
So we've green lit the tush
green
musher.
Now.
We've green lit that.
So who's gonna be the painter of flawed genitals? I've got the. I've got the thing here.
Okay.
I guess let's dig in deep,
okay.
get a good one.
Okay, who's playing the painter? Let's see.
Oh, God.
Painter of flawed genitals.
No okay. looking.
This is being played by Ben Affleck.
You know, actually, that works.
Ben Affleck is the painter of flawed genitals.
And who will be directing this
And I was
cinema.
The king of wishful thinking. Okay, the director? Perfect. Wes Anderson.
Oh!
Nice.
It's the ultimate movie.
This,
all right.
This, you know it's going to be a hit at Sundance.
Actually, if this is by Wes Anderson, this is an ensemble piece. We need another actor.
Yeah.
Oh, Wes
really?
Anderson makes ensemble movies.
So this
movies.
Is the voice of the fleas here. This is the voiceover actor.
That
for
or just like
or,
some
oh, wait,
like...
Now this is the guy actor. Do we want the, we want girls?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get, a,
let's get an actress.
Love
well, you know that,
we definitely
that,
need
that
a love interest.
Butterscotch
it's
Stallion
be Angelica
is going to be
Houston.
In
Houston. Mm-hmm. She's in all his movies.
Right.
Is our actress in the movie.
The leading lady.
Sarah Silverman.
That works.
Wow.
Wow. This is the
I'm
best
wow.
movie I've ever heard.
All right.
There is
so,
some kind of weird cosmic
so
synchronicity happening.
Movie producers that are out there or people who are in charge of screenwriters, people in charge of green lighting the movies. We have starring Ben Affleck as a
painter
of flawed genitals who travels to
leads a dog sled
Alaska
team.
To lead a dog sled team
in the Iditarod
to discover that there's a talking family of fleas helping him, and this is directed by Wes Anderson,
Ben Affleck,
with a soundtrack of old 60s acoustic hits, and his love interest is Sarah Silverman.
Oh, I thought that was going to be the voice of the fleas.
No, I thought
no.
that Butterscotch Stallion would probably be the voice of like the head flea.
I see.
I can't think of his real name.
Okay.
Good. Excellent.
Wow. Alrighty. That was
excellent.
Cool. I'm digging it.
That was a good one.
That was good movie, bad movie.
Excellent segment.
All right. Well, while we think of something else, I would like to note that the Clone Wars movie trailer, I guess the official one, will be airing on all Turner networks, which is the Cartoon Network, TNT, TBS, even CNN, today. May 8th at 7:58 p.m. So it's probably already aired by the time
Great.
Anyone hears this. But
right.
So you missed it.
So let's pretend it's already been this. The podcast has already been posted. That the cookie party has already gone online. And so what do you guys think of that Clone Wars trailer?
This
well,
is animated,
this is,
right?
This is my yeah. This is CGI.
Sure, of course it's animated. You watched it.
It's. And so, I saw it was great.
And so,
boy,
yeah,
really
as Mr. Negativity this week, I think I will say poo-poo.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not.
Have you seen
yes,
it?
It hasn't
yes,
aired yet.
Yes,
he's not.
I'm sorry. I'm ruining this, aren't I?
How to do things ahead of time? the podcast has already been posted. Let's say it's Friday now, okay?
Yeah. Listeners
so
are listening into the weekend.
Are listening
so this is
Friday
like
weekend.
How they do like game shows, like The Price is Right, where they
right.
film
it's not live,
like
yeah.
all of them in one entire week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're doing like Christmas in July and stuff like that. So this is Friday. And I saw it. And
as did I.
And as Mr. Positivity, I would like to say that George Lucas has a great beard.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about them making an animated Star Wars?
Well,
because I have seen some of the shot, just the like still shots.
Yeah. As far as the production values of it, I'm not impressed. It looks like
really?
A really crappy cut.
It looks like a cartoon to me. Like it looks very cartoony to me.
Well, it doesn't. It looks like a crappy EA game or something.
Exactly.
And no, it doesn't. But again, you know, what do I know? But I don't think so. So I probably will not be watching.
Do you know who the story follows? Who is like the main characters
of this? It's
got
like a lot of
the
main. I saw Jabba. You know, they got the earlier prequels guys. You know, early Obi-Wan and early Anakin, and it's all about the Clone Wars. So it's in that vein.
The Clone Wars was like missing from the first three
Star
Wars movies.
Begun the Clone Wars has, and then
this Clone Wars,
and then we show up in space with chaos and stupidness. And you know what? Had the Clone Wars been really prominent in those movies, like, and it would have actually felt like a war, like with like consequences and all, like you know characters that we were into leading battalions and stuff like that.
I almost would have forgiven great. The first film, Phantom Menace, if the second one, Attack of the Clones, actually was 2 hours of
clones attacking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Instead of that one scene at the end when you see a bunch of Snoopy-looking robots fighting stormtrooper-looking dudes.
Insect bugs that are like...
Yes, yeah. It's pretty bad. However, for some reason, and this is people yell at me about this all the time, Attack of the Clones is my favorite of the three.
Hmm.
Because it has a lot of really silly garbage in it, and I love it.
Oh, I
like,
see.
It's,
you like the whole Anakin rolling around in the flowers.
It's 100% entertaining with how awful like the whole thing is. I mean, and it also has the friggin' it has that ridiculous Yoda fight. Where he's spinning and jumping and backflipping and all that. Oh, and he even does his, like, martial arts, wah, his little, like, stance, boom, Yoda style. Like, he does that really cool thing where he opens his coat and then sticks his hand out and it just goes into his hand, all friggin' Yoda badass.
Yeah.
It's just, it's full of so much silly that it's my absolute favorite one to watch.
That film is an inspiring work of cinema.
Thanks.
All right.
I think it's actually great. Like, it's so...
I like all the colors.
Move on screen.
I actually kind of like this. The scene... That scene... Okay, had that movie been directed by anybody else with any sense of, like, timing, drama, that scene where they were in that, like, arena...
Senate chamber.
And they had to fight those creatures.
On the planet.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, and they ran on the planet. That could have been really, really cool.
Yeah.
But of course,
I'm gonna dig in my little director's bucket here and see if I can come up with a better director than George Lucas for Attack of the Clones.
I could reach into my ass and
fire. Well, I'm not gonna make you do that.
Oh, damn.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, well, there you go. No.
It's more CGI.
Yeah.
Let's try take two. Let's see, what do we have here?
Forest.
I don't believe it. I picked Robert Zemeckis twice. I got a okay.
Good
is
old
that,
Bob.
Is that all you have in the director's
no,
thing? Is
Rennie
Robert
Harlan?
Zemeckis. Oh,
Rennie Harlan.
Wow,
killer of many
so,
careers.
So your choice: George Lucas or Rennie Harlan. Take your pick.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the colors.
Yeah.
Long Kiss Goodnight was okay. Rennie Harlan movie.
Yeah.
It has that like great. There are a few times in a movie where I've actually just thought something was so funny that I pee-peed. And and that movie has a scene where I thought it was so funny that I just pee-peed. And it involves your favorite
Sam
black
Jackson,
man.
Right, yeah.
And it's when you think he's, like, dead. He
right.
He's just been exploded out of the window, hit a tree, dead. Or was that... Who did that? I don't know.
No, it was him.
Anyway, you just think he's, like, dead. And then all of a sudden, later on, minutes down the road, maybe 10 minutes later in the movie, 15 minutes, whatever, he's in the back of that truck, and he just comes popping up, and he goes, "Yo, motherfuckers can't kill me!"
Yeah.
Dude, he goes blasting out of the back of the truck. Man, I screamed that my awful scream of delight, this high-pitched, horrible,
girly
thing, like wild cherry icy went out of my nose, pee-pee, everything. It was so funny. And I have Rennie Harlan to thank. Well, actually, I probably have Sam Jackson to thank.
I think
for
you
that.
Should thank Sam Jackson, yes.
We should all.
Okay, before we wrap anything up, I don't know where we're at in time, but I did want to.
Yeah,
this is a little research thing that I found that I'm proud of. Everyone's familiar with the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Okay, I am connected 3 degrees to Justin Long.
You are connected 3 degrees?
Yes, because I was an extra in the movie Contact.
That's right,
with
you were.
Tom Skerritt. Tom Skerritt was in Singles with Eddie Vedder. That's 2.
Yeah.
And Eddie Vedder was in Dewey Cox, Walk Hard Dewey
right.
Cox Story with Justin Long.
Wow.
So that's 3.
He's
you
in
have 3
Dewey,
degrees
Dewey Cox.
To Justin Long.
What?
I bet.
He plays George Harrison in
I wonder
Dewey
how
Cox.
Close I am
wow.
to Justin Long.
So you have, like, your Justin latitude
my
is 3 degrees.
Yes. So I don't know if anyone else has. I know you were
I'm
in Jaws.
I'm going to find out.
You were working in Hollywood, so certainly I think you might have some help. So some in
I might be very, very
but
close.
My,
and if
my
I'm
numbers,
not, I'm
still
be
trying. I may be able to get it down to like 2, but I haven't yet. I just came up with this last night as I was asleep, and I tapped in my iPhone. And
you were
and
thinking of Justin Long at night while you were laying in bed.
I was thinking of topics for the podcast, and it just dawned on me. It's
oh,
like,
you
hey,
were
I was an
thinking
extra
of
in Contact. And
oh, you're
actually
definitely
originally
thinking of some pointed
originally
topics.
I was thinking of when I was an extra in From Justin to Kelly, and
right.
I was like, well, hell, no one was in that. But I was also in Contact, and I kind of went there.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing.
Yay.
Yeah, you were thinking of some big
so,
topics.
To recap in for our listeners who are still with us, we are having a contest for you to name the podcast. And so just leave a comment either on the podcast website on Podomatic or on fuzzytopia.blogspot.com. Those are the 2 places where you can find the podcast.
For now.
And just leave a comment in the comment section. And next week we will perhaps list our favorites and we will discuss them and either choose a winner or we may even create a poll if we come to a deadlock between 2 or 3 titles for the podcast. We'll go ahead and put a poll up and then let our listeners decide who wins. And we will then keep the identity, of course, of the person saying, you know, what the podcast should be named. That way no one votes based on who came up with it.
Right.
So that's how we'll do it. Again, it's fuzzytopia.blogspot.com. Or on Podomatic, it's fuzzydave.podomatic.com.
Oh,
excellent. Any parting thoughts?
Well, I still got my big-ass list. That Tarsa movie, The Fall, opens
yes.
tomorrow. So
in limited release, though.
Yeah, well.
Which means we ain't seeing it.
Oh,
yet.
That's right. We said that Tarsa likes to make movies called
The
something.
Blank.
The.
With 2 L's.
The. The four-letter word with 2 L's. Yeah. The
so.
Cell. The. What's it called? The Fall?
The Fall.
So he's going to come out with.
You know, if you can see it, if not, just wish
bell.
You could.
Excellent. Tarsum. Right. Tarsum sounds like a something on the periodic table.
Really? It sounds to me like something you would order at a Vindaloo restaurant.
Mm. Give me some tarsum.
Yeah.
Yes. With extra mutton.
Extra mutton.
I love mutton.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good fan of mutton.
How'd you do with your Swedish meatballs?
Still haven't gotten any.
Oh.
Because Starfish will not drive me to IKEA.
Dope.
I'm not a chauffeur.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I thought we were
when
friends.
When do you want to
yeah.
go?
See, he's been saying
nice
things about you all
I
day.
I've been Mr.
You know.
Positivity this whole
and it's been really weird.
Isn't it
can
weird?
You not do that next time?
Go to fuck yourself.